The first of a series of presidential debates airs across the nation tonight and, of course, on WBFO at AM 970 starting at 9. And though it's an eagerly anticipated event, it's just one of the many political storylines developing in these final 5 weeks before Election Day. And to get a grasp on what's happening, today we begin a series of weekly discussions with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. It's that time of the year again, I guess.
Yes, it is. A lot to sift through, isn't there?
Yeah.
And among them, of course, that debate does stand out front and center. Now, we hear so much, Bob, about political apathy. Supposedly, that's kind of widespread across the nation. Yet, we're hearing that maybe there's going to be this huge audience following tonight's debate. In your opinion, what makes this event, this debate, so different?
I think it's curiosity, especially about Mitt Romney and how he's going to perform. They're talking maybe 50 million viewers tonight. And that's because I think that people are still learning about Mitt Romney. They know who the president is, and they know how he's going to fare in tonight's debate. But I think that everyone is very curious about how the Republican candidate is going to stack up against the president of the United States. And that's what people are going to be watching for tonight.
And to that end, Bob, now you've been on these debate panels before. As a matter of fact, I believe you're going to be on, what, in 2 weeks with the Hochul-Collins debate, if I'm not mistaken, here at WNED. In your mind, then, if you had to be on tonight's panel, obviously Jim Lehrer is asking the questions tonight, but if you were on there, what would be the one question that you would ask, and I guess why?
Well, we'd have to figure out how to hone this down, I guess, but I think I would like to generally know where these two men stand on the idea of compromise. I think that there is such a wide divide in Washington between Republicans and Democrats these days. Is there a way that the economy can be addressed by you two or you two parties coming together on something? Is there a possibility that Medicare could be addressed with a combination of tax increases and cutbacks that neither side seems to want to talk about? I would really like to explore the idea of compromise with them.
That's a great question, Bob. I hope it gets asked. All right, here's a question for you, though, about local happenings. What is going on with the Erie County Democrats? Now, first of all, we had Anthony Masiello. It looked like he was in line to replace Len Lenihan as the party chair, and then he just kind of steps aside. Then Jeremy Zellner gets elected to the post over the weekend, but then Frank Max goes to court to overturn that election. Governor Cuomo has tried to have his hand in the whole situation. As best you can, Bob, in the limited time that we have, why can't local Democrats get along?
Well, that's the eternal question, I think. What is going on with local Democrats? But, you know, there are just so many different interests and factions, and I think Governor Cuomo's people from the get-go have tried to bring these people together, but may not have understood the enormity of that task. And you really do have various factions that do quite well on their own without any help from Democratic headquarters. Take Mayor Brown, for example. Mm-hmm. He pretty much has his own party machinery, and just like Jim Griffin did before him, that he doesn't need party headquarters, and so he goes ahead and works just basically on his own. So you've got other people working like that, too, as free agents, and then somebody like Jeremy is now trying to bring all these factions together, and we'll have to see how he does with that, because it is a huge assignment.
Is it hurting the area, though, that this party can't get along? Is it of import to the local area, or is it just political squabbling?
No, that's a very good question, too, and we even had an editorial in the news one day about, hey, Democrats, get your act together here, because it is hurting the area. And I have to think that 280 miles to the east in Albany, they sit and they look out here and they go, why can't they just get along? And I think that there is a wariness among statewide politicians. I know there is a wariness among statewide politicians to have to deal with the mess here. They're almost afraid sometimes to even come here because they don't know which minefield they're going to step into and which faction they might offend. So, yeah, I think in the end, it's not a good thing.
All right, let's move on to the congressional battle between Kathy Hochul and Chris Collins. Now, you got to give Kathy Hochul, I think, a lot of credit. She really proved herself last year on the campaign trail, winning in a Republican district and beating Jane Corwin. Chris Collins, of course, lost his election for county executive last year, and I want to focus this more, I guess, on the Collins campaign. Were there lessons learned in that campaign by the Collins folks? And have they maybe changed their focus this time around?
It's interesting because immediately after the election last year, Chris Collins said, I really won this except for the city of Buffalo and maybe one or two of the other big towns. He says, I was okay in the rest of Erie County. And so when redistricting came along, he looked at this new district and he said, there is no city of Buffalo in this district. Mm-hmm. There is no town of Amherst in this district, which often goes Democratic in congressional elections. He says, I can win this. And so I think what he has going for him is a Republican message in a very Republican district. And right from the get-go, he recognized that this was his turf. These are all the towns that he actually won in the county executive election. So you know, he is starting off from an entirely different standpoint, and he doesn't have to worry about offending an overwhelmingly Democratic Erie County as a whole. He's got a district that is really tailor-made for a Republican message, and that's exactly what he is using out there in the campaign trail.
Very good. As always, we appreciate you, Tom, Bob McCarthy, and we look forward to talking to you again next week at this time.
Good to be with you, Jay.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy will be with us every Wednesday morning right through the election season here on WBFO and AM 970. Good morning. The time is 7:40.